Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio, where nothing is more important than feeling good. Sign up to vote for your favorite new co-host through www.lawofattractiontools.com to be redirected to the vote site. Stay tuned for an exciting hour of fun and laughter through the Law of Attraction. Well, hello out there. Welcome to another segment of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Julie Johnson, your host from beautiful Southern California on this glorious Memorial Day weekend. Tonight we have an incredible new group I want to discuss called The Gathering Project that is forming fast and furiously throughout the U.S. and even in Australia and Canada. We have Andrew Andler, the founder of this new phenomenon, with us, and I'll bring him out from the famous green room in just a second. But before I do that, I know that you probably are all wondering what happened to my wonderful co-host, Sydney Chase. Well, the universe provided Sydney with some terrific opportunities that she decided to jump on immediately. And, well, we all know how the law of attraction works for you. She attracted exactly what she wanted, and I'm absolutely thrilled for her. I know that you will all join me in envisioning incredible success for her in all of her desires because, you know, she truly is a wonderful, fabulous person, and she deserves everything she gets. She's just wonderful. I'm going to miss her a lot, but the universe has other plans for us, and that's okay. We're going to go with the flow. So, for the moment, I'm co-hostless, which I don't know if I said that right, but anyway, I'm without a co-host. So I'm in the process of searching for a new co-host. If you or you know of someone you think would be good, send them to my website where they can link onto the Yahoo site to get more information on the criteria of what I'm looking for. So far, the response has been phenomenal. I've had close to 100 responses in just a couple of days. It's just been amazing. And each of them are so fantastic, it's really going to be a tough decision. But because this show is a co-creation of all of the listeners, I'm going to put the burden on the listeners because you will be deciding who the new co-host will be. I will go ahead and choose the 8 finalists of people to try out on the show. So that means each week, for 8 weeks, there will be a new finalist that will be trying out for the co-host slot. Now, all the listeners will have an opportunity to vote during the entire week preceding the segment that airs. So all you need to do is go to lawofattractiontools.com. Or you can go directly to the Yahoo group, but it's easier to go to my personal website and then be redirected. Sign up, and you will be approved immediately. Then go to the poll and vote. And the winner will hopefully be announced on July 15th or around there. So anyway, we are looking to start this on June 3rd. So tune in, and let's have some great times. And speaking of next week, we're going to have 2 delightful gentlemen joining us, Darian Marshall and Darius Jones, author of the book, Don't Just Talk About It, Be About It. It's really wonderful. I know you're going to want to hear all about it. And before we get started on some really good stuff about this really wonderful gathering project, I just wanted to talk a little bit about some law of attraction things that happened this week, which I think are really hilarious. You know, what's up with The View? You know, this whole thing of Rosie and Elizabeth and the Donald thing? Wow, talk about the law of attraction in action. This is so funny. You know, the TV and those reality shows really give me some great insight on how to live life. Or better yet, on how not to live life. But first there's Rosie. You know, she's doing her job and trying to get the laughs, and she's trying to get her opinions, you know, out there, and she's trying to make the show newsworthy. I mean, that's what she was hired to do. And in the process, she must be getting her emotional buttons pushed. So it's apparent that she is very surprised when she gets hammered by Donald Trump. And she gets so upset that nobody's protecting her. And then she puts her opinion out about the war, and then she gets hammered by the Republicans and the reporters and even Elizabeth. And again, she gets upset that no one's standing up for her. Well, I don't think she has a clue about what law of attraction is. You know, when you put something out into the universe, you better be prepared because it's going to come right back and hit you right between the eyes. You know, that is law of attraction in perfect harmony there. It's whatever you send out, it's going to come back to you. It's really terrific. And then there's the same thing for Donald Trump. You know, way back when he got publicly angry with Martha Stewart, did you notice that after his confrontation, his ratings started declining? Then he started calling Rosie a slob and a loser. And guess what? 3 months later, his show didn't come on again. I mean, it was not picked up. He brought that on himself. You know, when you call somebody a loser, you got to be careful because, again, it's going to be reflected right back to you. And that's just not what really people want. So they don't have a clue on how law of attraction works. But let's go even a bigger step. When the president sends out a broadcast about how evil our enemies are, guess what that brings us? Ouch. You know, people just don't realize the power of thought in the spoken word. When you really think back to everything, emotions, the mental defense systems, the pains, you know, there's only one thing that the universe can do. It can only bring back it right back to you. This is the law of attraction. Like attracts like. So my question is, what would have happened if they would have chosen better thoughts and feelings through humor and laughter? Would it have made for better TV? Well, we'll never know that. But if Bush was more selective in his thoughts and spoken words, would it make for a bigger difference in world peace? You know, it's up to each one of us to think good thoughts and good positive speaking words. Because by the law of attraction, each one of us, one by one, could influence a better life and ultimately world peace. So it's my personal thanks to Rosie and Donald, who I think are both terrific people, for clarifying this law of attraction example to me. I really appreciate it. And with that, I am going to bring Andrew Andler, the founder of The Gathering Project, because he's going to tell us how The Gathering is going to make a difference one person at a time. Hi, Andy.
How are you doing?
Fine. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Thank you very much.
So how was your experience in our famous green room?
Enlightening, to say the least. It was very calming, and I got a sense of nature.
Oh, good.
From the green room. It reminded me of where I live and amongst the trees and so forth. And so it was really calming. It was really a nice room.
Oh, good. Excellent. Wonderful. Okay, great. Well, let's jump into The Gathering Project.
Okay.
And tell our listeners about this fast-moving organization that's sweeping the country. Now, what exactly is The Gathering Project?
Well, last year around, I guess it would be like August 2006, I received a thought to gather workers, spiritual seekers, healers, and those seeking higher consciousness. Once gathered, the thought was to empower them by interacting with each other. You see, we all come here with gifts, and to share those gifts with each other is the real gift.
Hmm.
So the idea is to promote people within each group that can empower others in their group by what they know or what they have come to realize. Then by empowering those within the group, those people would go out into the world and empower others.
Hmm.
It's all about working together for one common goal, to change the world one person at a time.
Ooh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It's exciting.
So what made you decide to do this? Now, you said your thoughts came to you?
For most of my life, there's a book by Ernest Holmes, I guess, that came out in 1948 that I read, and there's a segment in there that talks about the inner child.
Uh-huh.
And I think, for the most part, I followed my inner child my whole life.
Ah.
After I read the book, it kind of made sense to me. And I think that's what happened, is I just go with the flow, and whatever I feel, I do. And I've done that my whole life. And so I had the feeling to do this, and so I'm doing it.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad you are. Now, how many states are you in right now?
We're in quite a few. I believe, haven't counted them up yet.
And while he counts, I just want to let everybody know that on our show notes, they're all listed with their email addresses, too. There's quite a few of them, but it's moving fast.
Let's see, California, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, Illinois, Colorado, another chapter in Texas, Nevada, Massachusetts, Georgia, Kentucky. And then we have affiliate chapters as well in North Carolina, Marina Del Rey, California, Pasadena, California, Minnesota, Calgary, Canada, Glendale, Arizona, Seattle, Washington, Rock Lake, Illinois, Melbourne, Australia, Tampa, Florida, Comic, New York, San Antonio, Texas, Bridgewater, New Jersey, Toronto, Canada, Tempe, Arizona, Portland, Oregon, and Fort Worth, Texas.
Holy smokes. Oh, a lot of them. That's great. Yes. And 2006, so that really is not even a year. It's like...
Well, what came to mind was I started forming the chapters,
And
I thought to myself, why am I reinventing the wheel? You know, so I thought to myself, I'll attract these people that have law of attraction groups all over the country and just approach them to be an affiliate because they already have the group.
Oh, yeah.
And see, so I would attract them, and they would be, so it's all a matter of just connecting the dots, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what seems to be working now.
Yeah. Now, when people join these groups, these meetup groups, what happens? I mean, what kind of activities can they expect?
Well, each chapter basically does their own thing based upon the members of that group.
Mm-hmm.
Most chapters have group leaders that actually run the groups in their own cities. Most chapters have more than one leader, depending on the size of the chapter. For instance, in Houston, Texas, there are two women, Linda and Judy, and they both run that group, and they post different events for their group, such as like moon ceremonies or social events where members can get together socially. In fact, they just had a class on the science of getting rich with an audio at the meeting of Esther Hicks. In Chicago, which is run by Julie, they just had a class on Germaine and the Violet Flame, which is a class on turning negative energy into positive energy.
Ooh, I like that.
And they also had a class on the power of now based on the book by Mr. Toll. On May 8th, I personally took 50 members from, we have four chapters in California and four different cities, to a monastery in Orange County where we all walked the grounds. It was quite an experience. In fact, I posted the pictures on the San Diego chapter website. In Los Angeles, there are Reiki classes going on, as well as a class called Biodanza, which is a system of human integration based on the combination of music, movement, and emotion. There is also a four-part series going on as we speak called The Teachings of the Secret, where they teach people how to turn their thoughts into a physical manifestation. There are a lot of talented people.
Yeah,
so
it's teachers coming together to teach people who may not be, some people that do not have knowledge in that particular area.
Right, it's to raise the consciousness, basically. If someone will have talented over here, we'll bring that talent and raise this person's consciousness. And back and forth, because if we all work together, we can all raise together.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it's about people empowering people. And then once you become empowered, then you go out and empower somebody else.
Right. Well, I've noticed, I've actually had a law of attraction seminar through the Gathering Project, and you know, I think it's just great. It does bring people together who do not have an opportunity. And I know that I've actually had emails from people saying, where is a group or where is there something locally? This is a common thing. Where do I go to really be with like-minded people. And you know what? The Gathering Project is the answer for them.
I believe so. You know, like I said, everybody has, in each city is their own group leader. And so it's a matter of getting people of like minds together and giving them a place to feel safe and to express their opinions and just be with like-minded souls.
So if, and I know we have a lot of listeners who are life coaches or who are people experienced in the law of attraction who may want to start giving seminars because, you know, there are a lot of qualified people out there. If they wanted to do this, what do they do? Do they contact the group leader or do they contact you or how do they go about starting a seminar to start gathering people?
Well, basically, I'll just let you know about some of the people that are already doing these kind of things so that you have an idea of what attracts people in our groups.
Okay.
In other words, and Marsha, who is our Riverside leader, she has a metaphysical law of attraction newsletter called LA Spirit. And So that goes out, and that's something that everybody can get information from. So those are the kind of things we post. In Denver, Andy does what's called SRT, Spiritual Response Therapy, Clearing Your Soul's Limiting Patterns. There's a woman in New York named Roxanne who does intuitive counseling over the phone, which covers information on your life path, purpose, spiritual evolution, and strategic planning insights. A lot of these people I've had inner reactions with, So I feel good about representing them, So to speak. There are other people like Maida Wise out of Los Angeles who teaches reflexology and TAT, which is Tapas Acupuncture Technique.
Uh-huh.
And Orly, after being in Israel under attack for 10 years, realized how suddenly and arbitrarily death is teaching past life regression and or past life discovery. There's people like Jeff in Chicago who teaches Reiki, Quantum Touch, and his main tools of instruction are humor, bubbleology, and a sense of wonder. So these are the kind of people that belong to the groups. So when you say, how do they get to become a teacher? First of all, they have to join a group.
Okay.
I really don't want to promote anybody that's not part of the Gathering Project because the whole idea is to gather people.
Right.
So they join a group, and then they can contact me through my personal email.
Which is on the web, the host page, by the way. You can contact Andrew through it and get his email, but we'll give it to you later.
And then usually after reading it, I usually contact the person. I'll talk to them to find out if they're coming from their intention and so forth. And if I feel good about the whole, you know, I'm intuitive myself. So I say, yeah, it feels good for me, I'll post it. And sometimes there's been situations where I've posted people that can impact everybody across the country. Otherwise, it's just local.
Mm. Okay. How fabulous. Well, okay, are there any rules or regulations in regards to participating with the gathering? Did you just say, you know, they just have to have the right intention to be a part of it?
Well, there are no rules or regulations to participate in the Gathering Project, but there should be a mindset of wanting to empower people or people that want to be empowered. Because like all of us, we've all been disempowered by our lives, either by our parents or our siblings or our friends. Mm-hmm. And so we've been told we can't do this and we're not good enough. And so people that want to make a difference is basically all the regulation is. There are no rules to want to help somebody else.
Yeah. How wonderful. The whole thing sounds wonderful. You know, and I am seeing that we have got all of our phone lines totally tied up, every single one of them. So what I'm going to do is take a 30-second break and then bring them in, and so we can start answering questions.
That's fine.
Okay, great.
You are listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you have a question for our guest tonight, call in at 718-508-9405. Again, that's 718-508-9405, or send me an email at julie@lawofattractiontools.com. Now let's get back to the exciting attraction in action.
Great. Here we go. We have got a person from area code 210. Here we go. Let's see if this works. Hello there.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, and you are?
My name is Marisa.
Hi, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas, and I am actually an affiliate member of Andy Adler's chapter of the Gathering Project.
Oh, great, great. Well, I'm so glad you called. Do you want to share anything with the listeners out here?
Yeah, I actually, I'm so excited to be part of his group. It's really a wonderful thing that they're doing, bringing all these teachings to people. And Andy actually wanted me to share a story of attraction that I had recently. I'm the organizer of the San Antonio Abraham Hicks meetup study group.
Uh-huh.
And I attracted Oprah into my life recently.
Oh, my goodness. How wonderful is that?
Yeah, it was a little bit crazy. Have y'all heard the Oprah shows on her XM radio show about with Esther and Jerry and Abraham and Michael Loge, the Law of Attraction teachers?
Uh-huh. Everyone.
Well,
yes.
Something that I always tell the people in our study groups is that you've got to take inspired action. If you just take action and it doesn't have inspiration connected to it, it's not going to leverage the universe as if you did inspired action. And the way I attracted Oprah was just crazy. It seems miraculous, but it happened. And the thing that happened was I called the show after the first program with Esther Hicks. I was so excited because the teachings of Abraham have completely changed my life. Mm. And so I called the 1-800 number that they have, and I left a message for Oprah saying, I'm so happy that you did this. You're so brave. You're going to change people's lives. My life has completely changed. And so I just wanted to show my appreciation.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of weeks ago, that was in March, and a couple of weeks ago, I was getting ready to go to my Abraham Hicks meetup group and give a class, and all of a sudden the phone rang, and it says Harpo.
Ooh.
And before I started using the Law of Attraction, I think I would have fainted if that would have happened, but since I'm now a practicer of the Law of Attraction, I kind of thought to myself, you know, that could probably happen. So I picked up the phone, and it was the producer, and they were doing a listener feedback show. So they started asking me what I thought of the shows, and I said, actually, I'm going to my study group tonight, and a bunch of people listen to the interviews, so if you want, I can do an unscientific survey. And I've made friends with people in Houston, Dallas, all different cities that are Law of Attraction practitioners.
Uh-huh.
And so I sent out an email to everybody that night with like five questions that the producer and I made up. So I emailed her all the answers the next day, and she called and she was like, this is so great. Okay, be by your phone at 2:30. Oprah's going to call you and you're going to be on the show.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah. So at 2:30 they called and said, the show's running 45 minutes late. So all of a sudden, I started getting nervous, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to talk to Oprah. So I plopped myself down on my meditation pillow, which is what I always do when I need to, you know, go back in and reconnect to myself and calm down. So I plopped myself down on the pillow. I did a meditation, and I calmed down. Oprah called, and we had this 15-minute amazing conversation about the Law of Attraction, about how spirituality and religion can coexist. And about what listeners, you know, the unscientific survey that I did. And the most amazing part is that before I talked to Oprah, the producers got on the show, on the line, and they said, do not mention any websites. Do not mention any products. Please do not gush about Oprah telling her, I love you, I love you. So I of course, said, that's fabulous. I just want to have an intelligent conversation with her. But at the end of the show, she got so excited about what I was telling her that we're doing with our study groups. We're about to launch a virtual study group.
Uh-huh.
So she asked me for the name of the website.
Oh!
Yeah, she asked me. So this shows you that when you do things out of appreciation, out of joy, the leverage of the universe. I mean, if I had picked up the phone that morning and said, hey, I want to talk to Oprah, and I'd really love to get her to mention my website, what are the odds of that happening? It would have been impossible. But the fact that I did it out of love, appreciation, my gosh, the universe opens doors for you. So in the beginning of July, the show is going to air, and we're getting the website ready to, like, be bombarded.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is,
good. You will be, too.
Yeah, it's great because we're just going to have fun with the virtual study groups and, you know, just expand the messages.
Wow.
Hey,
yeah.
Marita, this is Andy.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are you? Your voice sounds just like your email. It's very energetic.
Oh, well, the law of attraction has changed my life, and it's one full of joy, and I just can't contain it.
Well, it does come across, I can tell you that.
Thank you.
Well, that's a wonderful story. Thank you so much for sharing it. Boy, it gets me going, too. That's just great.
Also,
well, what y'all are doing is... What y'all are doing is great, so I'm going to be listening every week to the show, too.
Oh, thank you. And what did you say, Andy?
I said thanks for joining the gathering.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Okay, well, we'll talk soon again. Thank you.
Okay, great. Bye, Julie. Bye, Andy.
Bye.
Bye, Marita.
And we have another caller from area code 303. Let's see if we can get him on. Hello? Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. I have another caller who is on the line at 949. Who's that? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yes, this is Cher from Dana Point, California.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm really enjoying the show. I'm actually known Andy for several years and have seen kind of how this whole thing unfolded, and it's just an amazing process. He is an amazing person, kind and generous and loving, and he is definitely my mentor and has changed my life on a personal level, and I just wanted to call in and say how wonderful he is and how this whole project is going to change the world, and I'm so excited about it, so I just wanted to say that.
Well, I'm glad you did, and you know what? I have to agree with you since I met Andrew. I got to tell you, he is a ball of fire. Nothing stops him. You put an idea in his head, and he's like, oh, okay, this is it's just like a ball of fire. You can't stop him. He is wonderful. And that's why this whole gathering project is going to be just a tremendous success.
I always ask him, when are you sleeping?
Yeah.
Because I don't think he does.
You guys are starting to embarrass me now.
Oh, yeah, but you love
it.
I love it.
You deserve it. You are an amazing, amazing person and very gifted. And, you know, we are very blessed to have someone like you doing all this and guiding everyone. And I know on a personal note, you've changed my life. And I'm very grateful for that.
When you can have an impact, you know, and I appreciate everything you said, Cher, thanks. But when you can have an impact in a positive way in somebody's life, I don't think there's a greater gift that you can give somebody than to empower them, to give them the opportunity to be whatever they can be.
Mm-hmm.
And to be part of that process is a gift for me because
right.
I get to see the rewards. I get to see how people... their lives change, and to me, that's the gift I get back.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you very much for calling the show. I'm going to move on to the next
show
because our lines are just booked up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Cher.
Yeah, this is so much fun. Now, we have a caller from 303. There we go. Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Julie. Hi, Andy.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Well, this is Andy Gibbs in Denver, and I just joined the Gathering Project in Denver. And, Andy, thank you for the kind words.
Well, you're welcome. You deserve it.
And it's great. You know, I'm one. You know, they say one person at a time we change things. And so I'm all for it. I'm all for the mix because everybody has something to teach everybody on some level.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So the fact that it's not about ego. And it really sits in a wonderful place, and I'm so thrilled that I have joined. I really am.
Great.
So I kind of wanted to share a piece.
Yeah.
And I do SRT. It's spiritual response therapy. I'm a person for choosing like the path of least resistance.
Oh, good.
So this SRT work is kind of like the prep work for the law of attraction.
Hmm.
Okay, so it really helped the law of attraction to grow and expand. So SRT kind of clears all the negative and the limiting patterns that the soul carries. And it's from all the past life accumulation of negative energies and stuff, vows of poverty we took, lives of harm, with fear, self-punishment, for lives maybe we've misused money or power, especially in life purpose. So when the soul kind of gets freed of all its stuff, then it feels safe and secure, but it also is open to infinitely prospering in every single area of life. So I guess you could say that here's just a little modality that's kind of like a real perfect soil and treatment to grow and reap your harvest of abundance. So if people weren't familiar with spiritual response therapy, I thought I'd just throw that in the mix.
Okay, well, good. Thank you
and
so much.
I was going to say, I had just going to throw two examples. A woman who was homeless, cleared for her, next day has a home, everything works out, she moves. I worked with a woman in New York City who was really down and out. She calls me up the next day and she manifested a car.
Mm.
So she was able to go out and work. And I just want to say that being a practitioner and joining the Gathering Project for me is really awesome because we kind of get to share all the way around.
Definitely.
It is. It's been a great experience.
That's
so
what it's all about, sharing.
It is. It is. You know, there isn't any one of us that haven't been through hard times, and there was always somebody there to, like, lend a hand or make a difference.
Oh.
And I guess the point is you don't forget where you come from.
No,
because when you do, you forget.
Yeah.
You do.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. We've got another caller, but
thank you, Julie. I appreciate it. And Andrew, thank you. I'm going to be listening from now on. I'm excited.
Good. Okay, great. We'll talk to you soon then.
Okay.
And then we have another caller from area code 512. Hello.
Hello.
And
this is Laura.
This is Laura?
Yes, I'm in Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. All right.
Yes. Andy, met him recently. I had stepped down from our metaphysical meetup group, and Andy picked it up, took over the organization of it, and I got in touch with him because I liked what he was saying about the Gathering Project. And we talked about it, and he asked me if I would be the assistant for Austin since I was already pretty established here.
Cool.
And so I decided to do so.
Hi, Laura.
And, hi, Andy.
And so how long have you been doing that? Just recently?
Well, I had a friend that started several different meetups here at one time right before the holidays last year. We actually started a Law of Attraction group and started growing that, and I became facilitator for that and did that for about 5 months. And we were having weekly meetings, and it grew into 4 weekly meetings in various places around the city. We would have anywhere from 15 to 20, sometimes 25 people would show up at the meetings every week.
Wow.
And so that was awesome. The energy in those groups was just powerful. We were also doing once a month for a while, we were doing movies. We'd show The Secret at somebody's house here in the area, and we'd have like a big potluck, and we'd have anywhere from 30 to 50 people show up for those.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
When you get together, what are some of the topics that you discuss?
In the meetup group?
Yeah.
They vary. We would talk, usually when the ones I was facilitating, I would write something that had to do with the Law of Attraction or some aspect of it, you know, in daily lives that we could create, different possibilities that we could create and different signs that, you know, things that happen to us, that if we were using the Law of Attraction, we might be able to make a difference, or because we were using the Law of Attraction, it made a difference, you know, just dealing with people, dealing with life situations. So I'd always do kind of a little, I'd read a page or two of whatever I wrote about, and then we would discuss it. And we also, in the groups, would do manifestation practices where everybody in the group could put forth what they wanted to manifest in their lives, and then we would support them as a group.
Yeah, and, you know, I've heard those to be quite successful. I've heard a number of success stories when people do that manifesting stuff. I believe a guy here in California was in a group, and he manifested $10,000. Matter of fact, a couple of people in his group manifested $10,000, which I thought, wow, this really works.
We didn't have anything, I don't think, quite that dramatic, but we did have a blast with it just to see what we did accomplish each week and which directions we were going. And it was just very helpful. And the synergy in the group And the fact that it just thrilled the people, you know, they were just so happy to come to the group every week to have that type of support.
Oh, yeah.
And especially when we did the movies, it was just, you know, it was just too awesome.
Yeah.
But we also do, we have an energy healer group that meets. We also have a group that somebody else started that I took over called Starseeds. Starseeds. It was a group, kind of a metaphysical group about those of us who feel we came here this time to help with raise the consciousness on the planet.
Oh.
And, you know, most of us feel kind of disoriented. We don't really feel like we belong here. But we're doing the best we can with what we got.
That's why we're pulling it together, huh, Laura?
Right, that's right.
Well, great. That's terrific. You know, back onto those manifesting groups. You know, I don't know if you listened to the show last week, but I was listening to the TV again, and there was the California winner of the lottery. And I don't know, did you see her on TV, Andy?
No.
It was incredible because she got on, they were handing her the big $112 million check, and she's saying, I knew it was coming. I knew I was manifesting, and she stopped right there. She says, I just knew it was coming. So it's like she didn't want to tell everybody that she was in the law of attraction. But I thought, oh, my God, that's just wonderful. You see, you know, she knew what she was doing. She manifested that $112 million to her and her brother. And she's a young girl, probably in her early 20s. But I thought, you know, that's what it's all about, just putting it out there and let the universe bring it to you. It's so wonderful.
You know, mentioning that, I just want to bring up a thought. You know, a lot of people have a lot of gifts, but they kind of hold back because they're afraid that if they give it out, someone else will be able to get something that they might not be able to get. And when they realize there's so much abundance that you can never have enough,
yes.
And you come to that knowing that you can just keep giving it away and just keep getting more and more. When they realize that, then more and more people will step up and tell people that, yeah, I did manifest, and here's how you can do it too.
Yeah, 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 that's right. I just love those signs from the universe. Well, thank you very, very much for calling. We've got our phone lines again are booked up here, so thank
you, Laura.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to hearing more about this. This is a great radio concept. I just learned about it, and so I'm pretty thrilled.
Oh, good. Well, come back and be a part of it again.
You're doing good work.
Thank you.
Laura.
Okay.
Thanks, Andy. Bye, you guys.
Bye. And we have a caller from the 760, which is close by. Hi. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
No, maybe we don't. We do.
Hello.
Yeah, there you are.
Oh, this is Kia. I just joined Andy's San Diego group.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, yeah, 760, that's San Diego. How wonderful.
Hi, Kia.
Hey, yes. Andy. I just wanted to call in and say I'm really looking forward to being part of this and helping it to grow here in the San Diego area.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about Kia. Here's a woman that basically, the San Diego group's been going for a while, and we had some group leaders come and go. And Kia decided as the group, she wanted to participate and create social events.
Hmm.
So we talked about it on the phone, and I said, why don't you just be the group leader for San Diego? And now she's going to take over the San Diego chapter, and her thing is getting to get people together socially.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, well, you know, to create kind of a community feeling, because that's, in my opinion, the best way that this stuff works.
Right.
It, you know, you don't just go to classes and do things and you see people there and that's it, but to actually have the more people that are like-minded and do things and are part of each other's circle beyond the class, there's my four-year-old, the better it will work.
And that's what, see, everybody brings something to the party, and that's what's nice about this gathering project,
uh-huh.
is everybody has a talent, and to share that talent and that gift with everybody enriches everybody's life.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that. And, you know, I'm so close to you that someday I'm going to be meeting you real soon, Kia.
I hope so.
Okay. Well, thank you again.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye, Kia.
And we have got from area code 949, which is local, too. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
There we are. How are you?
Hi. How are you? In Orange County.
You're in Orange County. What's your name?
Angelica Del Mar.
Hi, how are you? Okay.
Good.
Hi, Angelica.
Hello, how are you, Andy?
Fine, how are you?
Good. I've been a member of the Gathering Project since practically the beginning, the early fall.
Oh, really?
I saw the announcement, and it just resonated with me. I've created a card deck that enables animals to communicate with their people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Angelica's a special person. She really is.
And so how can your animal? Oh, wow, this is interesting. Well, I'm just going to have you on as a guest, too. This just fascinates me.
Yeah, she's a really talented woman.
So is that what you do with the gathering? You share how the animals can communicate with their owners?
Yes, I've created these card decks so that everybody can use them in their own homes.
Wow. And how does this work? Do you put the cards on the floor? Or what happens?
The animals don't have to touch them. They work similar to Oracle cards.
Oh, okay.
So you shuffle them until your intuition tells you to stop, and then you pull the top two cards.
Oh, and that works.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, where can people get those cards? Because I've got a whole bunch of cats here that I'm just dying to find out what they're really thinking.
You can go to my website, angelicascards.com,
uh-huh.
The list of retailers.
Fabulous.
And if anybody didn't get that, they could just email me and I can get them in touch with Angelica.
Yeah, right. Oh, wow. That is so cool.
I have my list of events on there, too, if people want to come and see how they work, if that's easier to be shown how to use them.
Yeah, right. Well, when is your next seminar with the Gathering?
I'm going to be at the Women's Spirit Summer Solstice Fair,
uh-huh.
which is in Long Beach.
Ooh. When is that?
That is June 9th.
Okay.
Saturday, if anybody would like to come to my booth.
Wonderful.
Do a free reading.
Oh, really? A free reading,
too. I will have card decks available for sale.
Oh, wow.
Angelica, do me a favor. Email the information. Let me post it to the groups.
Thank you.
Okay.
That really sounds interesting. And there's been a whole bunch of animal people that have come into my life lately, and I'm thinking, you know, I need to dedicate a whole show on how people, and there are ways, just like these cards, there are ways that we can communicate because they're part of the same cell that we are. I mean, they're part of the same universe. So, again, I mean, this would make a fascinating show, so I'm so glad you called.
Oh, thank you. So am I.
Yeah. And I definitely want to get some of those cards and talk to you further about that. So I'll be contacting Andy.
Wonderful. I look forward to talking to you further, too.
Great. And would anything else you want to share about the Gathering Project? You've probably been with it longer than most.
Right.
The energy is just wonderful, and it's been amazing to just watch all the other chapters form and to just feel the positive feelings and energy just spread.
Wow.
Such a team.
Yeah. That's great. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to talking to you real soon, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Angelica.
Bye, Andy.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Some really terrific people, but before we run out of time, Andy, I want to touch base with you on just a couple more questions that I had. Now, what do you see for the vision or the future of the Gathering Project? I mean, do you see it in every state? Do you see it in every nation? I mean, what do you think the extent of it, and how soon do you think it will be? I mean, from all indications, it looks like it's happening right now.
Well, my vision for the future of the Gathering Project is to gather as many people as I can and give them this message. Life is not meant to be a struggle. It's meant to be joyously abundant in every area of your life.
Yay.
You were born to be great, but conditioned into mediocrity. You were born to manifest, not just in some of us, it's in every one of us.
I love it.
You are an infinite abundance right here and right now. You have infinite power to create anything you want. You have infinite knowledge and wisdom. You are capable of experiencing infinite feelings of joyfulness and peace, love and appreciation. You are a magnificent human being and have just as much right to have and experience everything life has to offer as anyone else.
Wow.
And so that's my vision for everybody that's in the group.
Wow, that is so, so powerful. And Andy, I want to post that on my host page notes. I just think it's so wonderful. I want everybody to see that. Matter of fact, I probably might even put it onto my own personal website. That is so powerful.
Well, I really truly believe that anybody can have, once they're in the know, I believe a lot of people believe, a great many people believe, but very few know.
Yes.
And there's a difference. It might be slight, but it might be a lot. But there is a difference. And once you know what the human being is capable of doing and manifesting, your life changes. And if I can take these people from believers to knowers, that would make me happy.
That's a wonderful mission, I'll tell you. Now I've heard you talk about this new Law of Attraction Expo. That you're in the process of manifesting as we speak. You want to talk about this exciting new development?
Yeah, I guess another thought came to me, like they do, and I get a lot of thoughts. I'm busy in my mind all the time. I just don't know when I sleep anymore. But anyway, the Law of Attraction Expo. What's happening is this thing is starting to manifest, and, you know, it's like a snowball rolling down a hill.
Uh-huh.
And the way the universe works is once you throw it out there, like you said, be prepared, you know, or get out of the way.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling you, it's coming, like, fast. So a move I'm trying to keep up. But the idea was, okay, if I'm connecting with all these people, then let's bring them together and let's create a Law of Attraction Expo.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, what I want to do is I want to go after the corporate world.
Oh.
I want to go after mainstream, because if we go after mainstream, we can really make a difference in the world, because mm-hmm. then we can impact businesses, we can impact families, we can impact individuals, and you can see a shift
mm-hmm.
in abundance, you know, with prices of gasoline, with prices of food, you know, the salaries, how the homes, how do the people keep up? Well, if you can create abundance in your life, the money will just follow you. And so if people know that and they can learn that, then it doesn't matter how much anything costs, because you can afford it. So, yeah, getting together and doing this expo would be an opportunity to make a difference in the world. So we're working on that now. In fact, we're going to have a committee meeting next week. Anybody that's interested, in California especially, that's probably where we're going to start.
Uh-huh.
And if it works out like I think it's going to work out, or I'm going to manifest it to work out, then we're going to take it across the country.
Oh,
so
okay.
I want everybody who's even thinking that this might work for them, either email the show or email me and get on a list. I don't care where you are, we'll get to you eventually. But especially the people in Southern California, we're going to need everybody getting involved in this thing to make it work. So if they could email the show or email myself, if they'd be interested in helping us achieve this, it would be great.
Terrific.
Time frame.
So are you going to have, booths there to...
Oh, yeah. Well, we anticipate, and again, the meeting's not till next week, so you're only hearing my thoughts until I get
uh-huh.
together with the meeting, the committee. What I would like to see is have it somewhere like in Anaheim, which is centrally located so that we can attract people from San Diego, Los Angeles, and Riverside County.
Okay.
I'm anticipating it being a two-day convention, possibly with 8 speakers a day, with workshops with each speaker, autographs, picture-taking, 100 to 200 vendor booths, and just making it a weekend, getting together with the Disneyland people, the Knott's Berry Farm people, the hotels, the conventions bureau, and things like that, and making it one big type of weekend.
Wow. Boy, does that sound like fun.
Yeah, it should be. And look, if we can have an impact on people, that's the big benefit.
Well, I want to be there, and I want to do the radio show live from there.
Well, why don't you be on the committee?
Yeah, I will be. I want to be on the committee. I want to be involved in this. I mean, it's Law of Attraction Talk Radio and Law of Attraction Expo.
It fits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, this is perfect for you. You're broadcasting across the world.
Yeah.
I need some way to get the message out, and you're a perfect venue for that. So, yeah, I'd love you to be on the committee.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you. I'm going to be on the committee. I'm going to be with you in manifesting the perfect expo. So I take it, though, that this will be like the first model that you are then going to be taking to different states, like New York, Florida, wherever,
yeah, I mean, and that's why I have a point of contact, you know, all over the country, you know, even in Australia we have a contact. So, yeah, if this comes off and it's very successful, then I'll call my contacts in my different states and say, listen, you want to have it over there, and it's just an airplane ticket and accommodations. That's the only thing that would be different.
Uh-huh.
And we just duplicate it and take it across the country with the same speakers and the same vendors and so forth.
Okay, great. So you've just put it out to the universe here that, one, the Law of Attraction Expo is going to be an incredible success here in Southern California, wherever it may be. And then using that model and having a lot of the other gathering project people formulate other expos throughout the U.S.
Or the affiliate. There's a lot of Law of Attraction affiliates, Abraham Hicks affiliates, you know. So I have a point of contact. And you know what's nice is all the group leaders are now the group leaders. So I have to go find the group leader because the leader of that particular organization is already in place. So
how wonderful.
It's pretty cool. So,
but
to pull the first one off, it's going to take a lot of people and a lot of, you know, committee members and helpers and things like that, especially if I anticipate the size it's going to be. We're probably going to anticipate 20,000 people.
Oh, could even be more.
It could be 50,000.
Yeah, it could be.
I didn't want to say that because then they'll show up and then you have to be busy. That's why I started with a low number, you know, because when I say things, it happens. So
yeah, well, that's okay because you know what? That the girl who just won $112 million,
yeah,
you know, she didn't even put it out to the universe like what we're doing here. So I got a feeling this is really going to take off. And when do you think that this is going to get going? I mean, when do you think?
Again, you know, the first committee meeting is next week. It's going to be in Irvine. And I would anticipate, I would like it at least 9 months to 12 months out.
Okay.
And the only reason the time frame is that, so we have time to do it right. I like to do things right. If you're going to put the effort into something, you might as well do it right.
Yeah.
And I'm just anticipating with the size of this venue, it's going to take 9 months to a year to. But again, I'm one of the committee, so I can, you know, I could be able to tell you more next week.
Oh, okay. And but you're looking to get some really good keynote speakers.
Yeah, keynote speakers, people that have a following of their own. I'm also going to probably contact the Hay House because I'd like to have people that have autograph signatures. You know, I used to be in the baseball card memorabilia business, and they bring in the ball players, and there were people that got up and close and personal with these people and got to talk with them. And I think that's important, too. A lot of these people read a lot of their books and so forth, and it would be nice to meet them one-on-one without, you know. So if we could have some kind of autograph.
Oh, boy, would I love to get Wayne Dyer's autograph.
Yeah, and then it's a little personal. I personalize it to you, and you get to say a couple of words to the person that, you know, that you respect or like their books and so forth. And I think they'd be able to go away with something from the convention.
Well, just to be up close and personal with their own energy,
yes.
You know, I mean, that would just be phenomenal. I mean, yeah. I would just, some of those people, wouldn't it be terrific if Abraham Hicks was there. I mean,
yeah.
What a dream come true, huh?
Well, that's okay. Just manifest it.
I'm
putting it out
there.
Right? It's your show, the Law of Attraction. You know, I mean, in my life, when I say things, they happen. So I got to be careful what I say.
Well, go ahead now. Say Wayne Dyer.
Wayne Dyer.
Say Abraham Hicks.
Abraham Hicks.
We'll be at the expo.
We'll be at the expo.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's funny. Watch this. They'll both be there too.
They will be.
I know. That's why I got to be really careful what I say. You know, I mean, I think a lot. I don't say much.
Well.
And that's because when I usually say things, they manifest almost immediately. You know, it's amazing, you know, and I really think as the years go by and people realize. See, in the 80s and 90s, it was all about physical fitness and going to the gym and wearing headphones and working out.
Uh-huh.
And I think now it's about the higher consciousness. It's more mental than physical. And I think when people realize about how quickly they can manifest things. It won't take a month or a year or 2 years. It can happen almost immediately.
Yeah.
That's what's amazing.
Yeah.
You manifest things quick.
Yeah, and you know, that's right, because years ago, I always knew it took like 2 years for something to manifest. A dream that I had would always take about 2 years. Well, nowadays, it only takes me like 6 months. And again, this radio show only took me 2 weeks, so
now
things
are
moving fast and furious.
Let me tell you what you're in for, okay, down the line.
Yeah?
You're
going
to be able to manifest stuff eventually, instantly.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what, yes. That would be nice.
Well, yeah, but you have to be careful because then your thoughts really become your reality.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't want to wish for an elephant to appear in my
exactly.
living room
yeah.
and then,
yeah.
yeah.
You'll have it.
Yeah, no, I don't want that. And I think that's one of the safety mechanisms that the universe has provided for us. Thank goodness.
Yeah, that cloudiness that sometimes we all have.
Yeah. Wow, that's wonderful. Well, you know, we've got about 5 minutes left, and I want to make sure that people can get a hold of you. So would you like to give out your email address? Andy?
Yeah, that's fine. And then I want to read something before we get off the air, if I could.
Sure.
Okay. The email address, my personal email address is talltree, it's one word, T-A-L-L-T-R-E-E, at roadrunner, one word, R-O-A-D-R-U-N-N-E-R.com. If you get bounced back, it's because I get inundated with a lot of emails. So just resubmit it again.
Okay, and you can always look on the host page here at my host page and on the show notes. I've got his listings of the national site as well as local sites, so you can tune into that and pick out the areas that you need. And if you don't see a site, please call up Andy and start a group of your own. This is your perfect opportunity to touch the rest of the people in your area. Okay, and Andy, you had something to read.
Yeah, just if I could just read something and then I'll sign off. We all have things we would like to happen in our lives, things we can imagine accomplishing or experiencing. These areas of life may be physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, or financial. While the first step to making your dreams come true is acknowledging that you have a dream for what you want to happen, it remains only a wish or a fantasy if you take it no farther than the first thought. It is possible to live your entire life thinking about all the things you would like to do or make happen without any of them becoming your reality. Without purpose-driven action, your wishes will never come to fruition. Every person who has ever created something great starts with an idea or a dream. A dream located in the outer self simply remains a fantasy. When you begin to flow from the real you and devote time to look honestly at your ideas and determine the exact steps you will need to take to achieve what you desire, your dream will become a reality to you on the inside, even before it is manifested on the outside. Once your dream becomes a reality to you on the inside, action is automatic because you realize it already belongs to you and you begin pursuing your dream with a passion. When you bring your dream into the real you, it becomes your dream purpose, and great things will happen in your life. You will begin to meet the right people and find the right opportunities. The right thoughts combined with the purpose-driven action propel you upward towards your higher level. By creating positive changes in your thought process, you will be driven to act rather than procrastinate. You will begin to live your own dream.
That's powerful.
And so,
that's really wonderful. And did you create that?
Part of it, and part of it came out of a book.
Oh, okay.
I read a lot of books.
Yeah. In your spare time.
I have to ground myself somehow. I mean, because, you know, I mean, my mind's constantly going. I'm in three different dimensions at one time. I mean, it's like it's moving constantly. So, yeah, the books ground me, and it also gives me insight into other thought processes that other people had over the years.
Wow. It's absolutely wonderful having you on the show today.
Well, I appreciate the exposure. I really do.
And I think it's just wonderful what you're doing with the Gathering Project. Please keep it up. I support you 100%. And you call me anytime. We'll get you back on to talk about some new and exciting things from the Gathering Project.
Well, I'm going to call you to get back on the committee. So.
Oh, yeah. Talking sooner than later.
Yeah, that's right. Next week you'll be hearing from me. I'll give you the address where we're going to be.
Oh, good. And directions, too, please.
And directions.
Okay. Well, thank
really
you
nice.
Again. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Me
and
too.
To all of our listeners out there, I want to thank you for joining us, and we will see you and talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another segment of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Now, don't forget to sign up to vote for your favorite new co-host through the lawofattractiontools.com website. And just remember, life is just like Play-Doh. Mold it to match your desires. Isn't life just grand?